A dramatic fight seems to be brewing in New York City over a basic question. What should the minimum pay be for workers who deliver food for apps, including Uber Eats and DoorDash? Deciding on that turns out to be far from easy, as NPR's Derek Kerr reports.
Around 100 people raised their hands to speak in a public hearing that spanned more than 4 hours on Friday. The majority of them were delivery workers who've organized under a group called Los Deliveristas Unidos, the United Delivery Workers. William Medina spoke about the harsh conditions they face trying to get people food.
Me siento expuesto y vulnerable.
He said he feels exposed and vulnerable on the street, risking his life either in traffic accidents or being robbed. This is why he said he joined the struggle for a just wage. These workers earn an average of $11 an hour, and that's including tips. It's far less than the city's minimum wage. So in 2021, the city passed a law that would give these workers a minimum pay. It estimated that it should be nearly $24 an hour to factor in for things like gas and waiting for food. Anthony Capote, an analyst for the Immigration Research Initiative, believes that pay would be fair for the workers. He says the way companies pay the workers now, which is just for each delivery, is predatory.
But it also encourages workers to go out under the most dangerous circumstances. During snowstorms, flash floods, heat waves, they go out and they deliver us food because that's when they know that they can get the most orders.
After months of fighting and lobbying, the city cut the proposed amount to around $19 an hour. Workers and some lawmakers accused it of bowing to pressure from the gig companies. At Friday's hearing, the company said an hourly minimum wage could push costs up for everybody, leading to fewer orders and less work for delivery people. In comments to NPR, Grubhub, DoorDash, and Uber said the rule would restrict worker flexibility. But Antonio Solis, a leader of Los Deliveristas Unidos, said workers should get a fair wage. He says they work 12 to 13 hours a day just to be able to afford a little. Now, it's up to New York City's leaders to decide. Dara Kerr, NPR News.